Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, I'm super excited to share with you today someone who is an absolute expert in one platform that really every single one of us should be taking advantage of, and that is none other than Pinterest. I'm excited to share with you guys Teresa Toledo, who is your Pinterest expert strategist. Teresa, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me here. It's a pleasure to be here. You know, I'm excited about this.
Now, I know that you're not the first person to always brag on yourself. And so I'm going to just straight up ask you right away, because you've had so many wins. I've heard from many people that you've worked with about the wins that you've had. Can you share with us some of the amazing client success that you've had on Pinterest of all platforms? Can you share those with us?
Of course. Yes. One thing with Pinterest is that we always want clicks. Of course, we want sales. But we should never forget about the presence in the platform, which means having, you know, growing followers, and also which means having views and impressions, because if you don't get impressions, you don't get views, you're never going to get clicks. As much as we can say, well, those are vanity, yes, but without them, you're not getting clicks. So that's the first step that you have to get. So one recent work that I had, and she's a blogger, and she was monetizing through ads and other things. And we saw growth going at 31% growth in 3 months. Actually, it was steady every month. First month, 30%. Second month, 34%. Third month, 30%. So which means in views, we went from 430,000 to over 1 million. And
wow.
That means, and that's an account that was just stagnant. It wasn't going anywhere. And to get these on a platform is pretty good. And she had some previous views from content that belonged to other creators and other content. Also, when it comes for this person with link clicks, we were having a 44% overall increase in link clicks. And I know that Pinterest is not social media, but if you can tell me which social media platform gives you 44% increase in link clicks organically, I'm moving. I want to learn about that, but I don't think so. So Pinterest is the only one. That's one of the wins. And that was really cool because it was a very specific 3 months work. We set up, we were going to work for that time together. And so it kind of puts in a model versus other niches we spread out, but I could definitely show you growth of 30% a month with followers for another account, which is pretty neat. You know, we started with this account, we had 1,300 followers. And after the 6 month mark, we had 14,000. And now that specific account, we are hitting 23,000 followers. And Pinterest is very hard to get followers.
I was just going to say that. I would rate the two hardest. I would say Pinterest is probably the hardest. It's kind of a tie between Pinterest and YouTube. But remember,
they're not social. Both platforms are not social.
Yes. Yes. So good. So that kind of increase in followers is insane. I mean, celebrities only have 70,000 followers on Pinterest. So tell me a little more about some of these wins that you've had, because I think it's really cool to know the kind of growth that can occur on Pinterest, which I feel like most people know nothing about.
Yes. And in this case, those were two, that was organic growth. Yes. So with Pinterest, like I said, we always focus on the clicks. Or also another thing that we're using it a lot is for opt-ins. We want people in the email list, and Pinterest is a great place to do that organically or paid. So when it comes to organic, that is such a cool account because it was a very hard account to grow. It is a B2B, which is the hardest on Pinterest when you get B2B. And her goal was to promote an upcoming course for business owners. So she, how to teach a small business to have a small business. And that was the website. We had about 8 blog posts starting point, and that was all. And okay, so I came up with a strategy. We created pins, we created video pins. We didn't have story pins at that time. And it was painful to grow. The first 6 months, it was dragging. But it's okay. We kept going. We kept pushing out. Okay, we need a new opt-in. She would have her new lead magnet. We would keep pushing and changing and switching and tailwind and tribes and everything. Nothing paid. And then we sat on it for another 6 months. Now, she had, and after the first initial 6 months, she didn't do anything else. She contacted me because she was getting, about 90 to 100 opt-ins, people just signing up to their list without nothing done, just based on what we had done 6 months prior. And if you look at her account, there are thousands of followers. She still gets clicks every day and no content is being created anymore. Nothing is being pinned. The content is just sitting there. And every time you go in and you type in small business marketing, mm-hmm. her pins still come first. Wow. And I always joke because sometimes I'm just searching and I see and I can't help but giggle because I think it's fun. Oh, I did that. And it was a very cool project, but it's just to show that we don't see the results right away. And that's why a lot of people will say, it doesn't work for me. Mm-hmm. And they give up. And I'm very transparent. I tell right from, you know, from the initial point, most likely you're not going to see anything in the first 3 months. But after that, you're going to keep seeing, even if you decrease your efforts, even if you don't show up every day anymore, which is incredible because nowhere you can grow without showing up every day.
Yes, that's insane. And
so you have to show up in the beginning. You must show up in the beginning. And then if you slow down later, it's fine. You're still going to be receiving the benefits of Pinterest. So yeah, that's the first thing that I say. You know, you might not see it right away, but the truth is that I've seen right away. I recently have a client that we actually, it was very interesting because they're in the process of creating blogs. They have a product and they want to sell the product and the goal is to sell the product. And I'm telling them, okay, we can promote the product, but we need to warm up the people because Pinterest is a cold audience. Maybe they don't even know that they have the problem that your product will solve. We need to get them aware. And they're like, okay, just like start promoting right off the bat. And I like to do the organic part first. I had to switch because they asked the knee was not a good idea, which I'll never do again.
Yes.
I will always push and work in the organic. And then a few weeks in, I promote. But we did that. And at one point, it seemed to me that the videos that I was posting for them were getting more views than the promoted. Because it was something that the audience was looking for. So even though the account is in the beginning, I'm seeing daily engagement and daily link clicks and daily people seeing the product that we're going to retarget. And we are just finishing the second month. So I was looking at the peaks. We had days with 90, 100 clicks, which you say, well, that's not much. But hey, we just started. I work with people who have thousands, if not more, on Instagram, and they don't get nobody swiping up. Tell me when they get 100 swipe ups in a day without paying. They don't.
Yeah.
So there is a value in these, and people might not be understanding or seeing because they fear the platform. They don't understand the platform.
Yes. Now, one question I have, because I know that you just shared that you had a client that only had 8 blog posts. And I feel like that's a lot of business owners. A lot of business owners are like, yeah, I blog. And you look and there's 10 blog posts on their entire blog, which there's no shame in that game. That's just not been a priority.
I don't have that 10 blog posts published myself yet. They're ready. They're just not published.
But what kind of content... Okay. Yeah, what kind of content do your clients, generally speaking, need to have before they're ready to start a Pinterest campaign or a Pinterest, I guess, promotion?
See, I do like when somebody asks me, how much do I need? I like to have that figure, the 10 blog posts, so we can promote organically. And promote organically, I mean, without putting any money, just we can create pins. Because with those 10 blog posts, if you are nifty and you have a lot of images, you can create at least 10 different pins for each, which will give you a lot of images, and you could almost build up a whole month of pins, putting out in about 5 pins a day, which is something that nowadays we don't need the old strategy of 20, 25 pins that we were doing before. We don't need to pin and repin anymore. We shouldn't. And the reason is, and we still can do it, but the value has changed. Now, until June, it was working perfectly fine. But I started seeing some changes on that. The repeating is not working anymore. And seeing the same success with pinning 5 times a day versus 25 times a day before.
Yes.
Which is a big shift. It's a lot of less work. The difference is that Pinterest wants novelty. Pinterest wants new images. Pinterest doesn't want new blogs necessarily, but Pinterest wants new images. So the game change here is that you have those 10 blogs, but you have to be creative with your creative.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so if you can do that, it's a fantastic starting point. If you only have one landing page, which is your product, it is going to be hard. Can it be done? Maybe, if you are willing to go in the paid strategy. Then you can kind of curate an organic account, have something in place, kind of like you're building, you know, just a basic fort, and like a lemonade stand, you know, at least a lemonade stand, you have to build that on Pinterest, and then you start promoting. And even though I've seen people just not even building the lemonade stand and try just selling, Pinterest released last month a huge PDF with 40 something pages with guidelines for ads. And one of the things that's true, you know, just hit home for me, which I've been talking a lot about, is that Pinterest wants you to have organic and paid. Pinterest doesn't want you to just advertise. Pinterest even say inspire, not advertise. So Pinterest is a platform that wants what it wants. And if you do what it wants, it will reward you. Right? So if we don't own Pinterest, Pinterest doesn't own us anything. But if we come in and we give what Pinterest wants, we follow Pinterest's vision, that is so much magic that can happen for our brand, for the audience. So this is the thing. So yes, don't be afraid if you only have your 10 blog posts. It's a great starting point. If you have none, it's going to be harder.
Yes.
But if you just have, let's say, a podcast, my recommendation, okay, get on your website and start transcribing a little bit of that podcast. And you bring people in to go to your podcast. Same thing with videos. Yes. Get a little thing, because it's just the way that the audience is behaving right now. Now, if you have videos and you want to repurpose it straight to the platform, you can do that. But keep in mind, since Pinterest is a tool, how are you going to monetize if you don't have a place to send them?
Yes.
So before you put time, you can go in and start your account and play around. But before you put time and effort, get that little lemonade stand together, which is you have to have your website. You know, a few blog posts. It doesn't have to be nothing magic. It could be 600, 700 words, because nobody has attention span for 1,500 words.
Right? If we're being honest.
If you're being honest, you know, it's awesome for SEO, but who's going to read that?
Yes.
People want something faster. So if you have your content, I am a huge fan of repurposing. Repurposing your videos, repurposing your IGTV, repurposing your TikTok. So you can use all of that.
So good. So good. Now, what are a few of the mistakes that you see brands making on Pinterest where you're like, let's just stop doing that altogether? This is not effective and you're wasting time. What comes to mind?
The biggest mistake is treating Pinterest as a social media, as a social platform. Because, you know, you can share something on Facebook, tweak a little bit, change a little bit, you know, and put it on Instagram, almost the same caption, and it's going to work in a different level, but it's going to work. But when you throw that straight to Pinterest, you are just, it's pretty much like you're trying to fish without a worm or without a bait.
Yeah.
Maybe you can catch something. but most likely we're not, because people are not interacting with Pinterest in the same level. Yes. People are not on Pinterest to find out if you remodeled, if you have a baby, if a celebrity has changed the hair. People are there to get inspired. They are there to find solutions, to discover, to try new things, right? So this is the intent with the platform. So the content can be repurposed, but it has to have a little different dressing to get to the platform and hit people. So, you know, a lot of times, oh yes, I have somebody who is doing Facebook and Instagram and I can just get them to resize my graphics and put in the platform. Not gonna work. I am very sorry. If you don't understand the concept that it is a visual search engine, visual image, search engine keywords, and you need to put that together, it's not gonna work. Mm. You are just gonna be like, you know, hoping, wishing, and hoping that something catches. So this is the first thing. It's not social media, it's a visual search engine.
So good. I know that there's some people watching this who are already like, I need to learn more. And I do have to say, you guys, if you're watching this or listening on the podcast, Tadeza is the go-to for Pinterest. I highly recommend that you guys seek her out, whether you're looking to potentially in the future DIY your Pinterest. I know she has some amazing programs coming out on that. I've been talking to people who have been jumping in. And then also, she works with clients in a done-for-you manner. Tadeza, where can people learn more about you? And you also have an awesome resource, right?
Yes. And my website, www.terezawithaztoledo.com, TerezaToledo.com. That's the website. The website /Pinterest is, you know, you're going to find how to optimize or create your Pinterest account in 30 minutes or less, which is a very straightforward, and that's something about me. I don't like fluff. I go straightforward. And if the truth hurts or not, I cannot waste people's time. I cannot waste my time. Yes. You know, it's everybody's time is very valuable. So no time wasting, just straightforward. Now, one thing about Pinterest that people are afraid, and sometimes people, oh, Pinterest changed so much. Pinterest doesn't play by the rules. Well, they play by their own rules. But basic thing with Pinterest, if you follow consistency and you pay attention to what Pinterest wants, you always win. You can tackle any algorithm change, any.
Yes.
Real life example, right now, July, people are crying. There is a huge dive on Pinterest. Everybody, my views have gone down the drain. Nobody sees my content. But that is something. Story pins. Mm. Pinterest is giving us story pins, and Pinterest is telling us video. If you are doing video and if you're doing story pins, you're back on track. That's
amazing. You heard it from Tadeza. Story pins are going to be something that totally are a reset and almost an equalizer within the algorithm of Pinterest. So good. Tadeza, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Oh, this was so fun. And we will catch you guys later. Be sure to check out TerezaToledo.com/Pinterest for her amazing no fluff free resource to you guys. We will catch you later. Bye, everyone. Bye.